This is Miranda Schubert with KXCI, and we're honored to have our Pima County recorder, Gabriella Cazares-Kelly, here to talk to us and to answer some frequently asked questions about voting.
Skuktash, Anya Nipchuki Gabriella Cazares-Kelly, Bismot Kupk Amjid, Anya Woodka Pima Chukshan Ohandam. I'm Gabriella Cazares-Kelly, the Pima County recorder, and I'm from the communities of Bismot and Kupk, which are located on the Thonotham Nation.
Gabriella, folks can still register to vote.
Everybody has until July 5th. Of 2022 to be registered in time for the primary election, which will be in August, on August 2nd. Voter registration is ongoing all the time. And even if you miss one, you can either consider yourself late for the most recent election or early for the one that's coming up after it.
I'm really interested to hear a little bit more about the voting centers.
What we are moving to now is something called vote centers, which would enable any voter to vote at any of the voting locations anywhere in Pima County. You could be up on Mount Lemmon on election day, and even if you don't live up there, you could still vote there. It makes it so that it's easy. You can go to whatever location is most convenient for you. You'll still get the ballot that is specific to your location where you live, and you'll still have your legislative and congressional offices that you will be voting for in your own representation in your area.
I've been a poll worker the last few elections, and the amount of people who are confused about where to go, you know, it was a big issue. This is going to clear things up so much. What are some other questions that come up about voting?
People ask, what happens if I'm out of town for elections? We urge you to call our office and we can find the decision that's right for you. Like maybe you live in Pima County, but you're spending a semester in Colorado and you're like, you know, my mom is great about those care packages. First of all, mom is not legally able to forward a ballot. That's actually a federal offense. So rather than getting mom in trouble, rather than getting mom or dad in trouble, you can ask for us to send your ballot to your temporary address. We could send it to a hotel if you're displaced. Please make sure that you're contacting our office. You can find a ton of information online, recorder.pima.gov, and you can check us out on social media at Pima Recorder.
This is Miranda with KXCI, and I'm here with Pima County Recorder Gabriella Cazares-Kelly. Let's talk about early voting.
The reason that the voter registration cutoff date is 29 days before the election is because 28 days before the election, we send out ballots. And so people have what turns out to be 27 days of early voting where they can return that ballot to us. And then they can return it either in person or they can pop it in the mail. When we talk about early voting, there's a couple of different forms of that. First one is vote by mail, which I think is self-explanatory at this point. But early voting also can be any single person who just wants to vote before election day. You walk into any of our early voting locations, we'll have 15. Even if they've never early voted, even if they haven't signed up for anything special, they show up with their proper ID and say, I'm here to vote, and they can vote and get it out of the way. Of course, we recommend vote by mail. You can vote on election day at any one of the locations. This is an important right that you have, and we want to make people aware of what they need to do so that they can actively participate in our democracy.
Gabriella, thanks so much for joining us to talk to us about voting.
Absolutely, anytime.
This has been a KXCI conversation with Pima County Recorder Gabriella Cazares-Kelly. I've been your host, Miranda. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to vote.